Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Tavshin Pei Aleph. Let's begin discussing, like we mentioned last week, some of the special halachas that apply only this year, Erev Pesach, Shechalis V'Shabbos. You'll excuse the mistake over here if you look on the cover, it says Erev Pesach, Shechalis V'Erev Shabbos, which is that's the regular Erev Pesach. We're talking about Erev Pesach, Shechalis V'Shabbos, on Shabbos like this year. So we know, let's discuss the Indian of Bechir's Chametz, because we know that on a regular year, I don't know if anyone has ever been present to a Bechir's Chametz, everyone has sold their Chametz to the Rav, but obviously you don't really sell your Chametz to the Rav. The Rav isn't merely a shliach to sell your Chametz to the Goy, right? If you sold your Chametz to the Rav, they wouldn't land them in a good position for Pesach. So anyone ever been present when they actually sell the Chametz to the Goy?
No.
So I've been there many times, go with the Rav to Phil David, and he comes with many rabbanim have their own private mechiris, but over there you kind of have about between 30 and 40 rabbanim that come together. It's a whole production. But when does it take place? It takes place on Erev Pesach, before the Zman Bir, right? Which means you can eat. You have up to 4 hours in the day to eat, sorry, Zman is, and then you have an additional hour until the Zman of Bir comes. Now, obviously, if the Zman Bir means the same Zman Bir. But means your chametz has to be gone. One of the means of getting rid of your chametz that we, one of the methods that we use, perhaps it's more of an eitzah than actually a beer, is that we sell the chametz to the goy. You get rid of it, it's not yours, you sell it to the goy. We discussed last year exactly how effective and why certain gedolim weren't so enthusiastic about the idea, but this is how Klai Yisrael feels, especially with his hefsin meruba, we sell chametz to a goy. Now, you have a year like this year, right? Why do we sell before the Zman Bir? Because you're not allowed to own chametz after the Zman Bir. But a year like this year, we are what we would call like the Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif. That's not really Erev Pesach. You can eat chametz all day. And you will. You can't. You actually do eat chametz even on the next day. You have Friday night, you have Shabbos. By night, Shabbos in the morning, you have a Suda Shabbos, you have chametz. So when do you sell a chametz? You have to sell a dafka in the morning? What's happens you have to sell in the morning? You could sell it even the next day. Or you could sell it later in the day. Is there a time limitation on when to sell chametz? So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tav Mem Dalet, which that whole simen is dedicated to Erev Pesach Shechalias B'Shabbos, all the various halachas that apply specifically to a year as this one. So the Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Tav Mem Dalet Siv Beis, Toiv Levayer B'Erev Shabbos. He's not talking about selling specifically. He's really talking about getting rid of the chametz, burning it. You should be Mevayer at the Erev Shabbos Kodem Chatzos. Now, what is he saying? That since you may come on a different year to get rid of the chametz at a different time, so in order to preserve the halacha of bir chametz bezmanoi, you should not be over an isser of having chametz after the zman, even on a year such as this, that Erev Shabbos is not Erev Pesach. You should burn the chametz when? At the same time that you burn it every year.
Low plug.
It's not only a low plug. He's saying it's a safeguard. It's a safeguard to the halacha of every year. He's saying if you're not going to do it this year, you'll start thinking, oh, you can burn chametz.
But you don't really think that when everything is the same between this year and a regular year.
You think everyone should be aware that this year is so different. There's nothing is the same this year.
Everybody knows
that. What are you burning? You eat chametz later anyhow.
So you're saying that, but the concept of burning chametz, right? You're right. Ah, you're saying if you're burning, if we're obligating you to burn the chametz, then so we shouldn't be allowed to leave anything over. Why are we allowed to eat chametz the next day? You'll come to eat chametz chalil on Pesach. We're not worried about that, right? Only if it, we'll see a little bit the
Maram Shik. The difference is
happening
at night. Morning, Friday morning, there's no difference
in the difference is how late. You're going into the whole.
No, it doesn't make any sense. What are you doing? It's nothing.
Somehow this takana, this gather only applied to the beer itself. The Maram Shik struggles with it a little bit. We'll see in a moment why. Now, just to point out, in terms of the truthfulness, I'm sure everyone realized that he writes Tevavar Be'er Shabbos Kedem Chatzos. So we know the Zman is not Chatzos. Mishuvah points out that it's Lav Dafka. It doesn't mean you just look at that first Mishuvah and Sivkoth and Tess. He writes Kedem Chatzos Lav Dafka. But it's like Betchilas Shal Shishas Kamei V'Shar Shom. It means the same time as every year, not Kedem Chatzos literally. Oh. So, the question as we asked is, what about Mechir's Chametz, right? So they burn the Chametz before Chatzos. So the same concept should apply to the Mechir as well. In order not to be confused and a different year you'll come to sell the chametz later than the zman, so we should institute the same halacha. When do you sell chametz? Only before that time.
And what happens? What happens to all your chametz that you sell?
So again, so the chametz that you're going to use, you know, obviously you don't sell that, right?
No,
you don't sell the chametz for Shabbos.
What do they do? In the cabinet, all that, so you don't use what they don't.
So you, whatever you would sell, you're not allowed to use. That's not a question.
So I would say, don't do it Friday.
So the question, what about this chashash that the Mechaber has? He holds that you have to make a gzeira up to Shar Shonim.
Burning. What does that do, with selling?
So selling chametz.
I don't know when the Rav sells it. Do I know? Technically.
You're saying because you're not familiar, so the mistake won't happen?
What mistake do you make? The Rav's making. Who's making mistake? The Rav. Who's making mistake?
Oh, you're saying that it's not so shkir. Because who's making the mistake? Who's selling the chametz? It's the Rav himself who's selling the chametz. That's a good point. That's a good point. It's not the rabbin like Rabbi Meir, which is, it depends on each individual person. So. That's a good point. We're not talking about selling the chametz that the person coming to the Rav to sell. That happened probably a few days ago already. It's a good point.
It's very good because Kahan's reason many times is see by the Kahan.
They're on it. So that's the question. Do you indeed have to sell it at the same time as every year, just as we find in the Shulchan Aruch, that beer takes place only in the morning? Oh, so the Maram Shik, somebody asked him a question like this. If you look over here on the next page, Tshuva Reishei, it's Chelek Arachayim, Simon Tshuva Reishei, Mechtovcha, Kibalti Boi, V'Nishalti, V'Din Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos, She'Tov L'Var HaChomis B'Erev Shabbos K'Nim Chatzis, Imotu Lehem Limkar HaKemach Ochadem B'Chanusa. So here's really where the problem begins. What's the problem? That, like you mentioned, so you have something in your cabinet. Okay, so you have something in your cabinet, so don't eat it. Because if you sold it to the guy, so you won't eat it, right? What do you got about the guy with the pizza shop, right? He's not only keeping two bilkos for by night, two bilkos by day, that is everything else is sold. He's going to sell as much pizza as he can sell, as many bagels as he can sell on Erev Shabbos, right? He has an extra day of business over here, and it's a very popular day of business. So he wants to keep on going. He doesn't know what he's going to remain with at the end of the day. So he can't say, okay, we'll sell to the goy now, everything else we'll sell during the day. And what if you're going to be stuck before Shabbos with some extra chametz that you didn't sell? It wasn't included in the mechir. So when do you make mechir? They don't make a special mechir just for these people. They also go to the same Rav, they make the same mechir with the same guy. So how does that work? I imagine he was selling to goy, most of he's selling kemach to an Erev Shabbos Erev Pesach Shachalis Peshabbos over here. Ad Samach Shabbos Kodesh. Keep Hefzim Berubah. If he's going to close up the shop an extra day, he's losing a day of business. Whatever he's going to burn, he'll burn before Chatzis. But whatever he wants to sell, let him keep on selling the whole day. Hinei B'dovid L'Shkiach L'Shayach Minik. It's not trying to say a minig on this, but what should he do lahalacha? He can't be stuck with chametz on Pesach. Ladina nearly. He nekvar hevi b'seis d'amar tehevi b'zeh b'shem Rashi. Toiv lister takal kodem chatzis. The din of kodem chatzis has to do only with streifa. Ela shahatur shina hanosto v'chem b'shulchan aruch. Like we have a kasvu v'toiv levar akol. Yeah, that's what we have in shulchan aruch. It says toiv levar. Mishum delay biru ikaim lo dechametz b'yisreifa isagi v'pirir ayin shom. Umizem avoid lekoy hai v'toiv levar ela. Al chametz sha'omid lehisbar min ha'olam. Avo b'chametz shemashayir la'atzmai, k'shem shemutter l'shayir la'achilam, hu'adin demutter l'shayir ma'ash etzarch l'hanetz b'menu. V'loi shayich b'zeg zeyder. See, he's saying like this. The same way you leave over a certain amount to eat yourself, mashal fasud Shabbos, you leave over a certain amount of chametz, hu'adin, you can leave over anything that you're going to use, which includes selling. If you have a store and you want to sell, you can hold on to that chametz and sell. And we don't have the gzeira of where it says the Shulchan Aruch of Sreifa. Sreifa, you got to make sure you, this year also, when should you burn the chametz on Erev Shabbos? The same zman that you burn it every year, before the sixth hour, right? But in terms of, can you hold on to additional chametz? You can hold on to it. Why? Because for that, we're not worried that you're going to make a mistake. This is your point. Because if we're so worried, then how would you even be permitted to hold on to what you're going to actually eat on Pesach? On Shabbos, I should say.
What do you do with Pesach?
Oh, he didn't answer that question. He's just saying that Al-Kafanim, it's mutter, the guy can stay open, right? What's he going to do? That's the next problem. He's allowed to stay open, and as far as what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that only applies to Sreifa. Anything that you're going to, number one, eat, which applies to everybody, and if you own a store, what you're going to sell on Erev Shabbos is mutter. You know that the following day, Shabbos, is also me'achilo from a certain point. Masha inkei b'shachal erev Pesach b'Shabbos. The erev Shabbos motor kivin dar asher lechol near the vaday the motor lohanis men gamkein, and he can continue selling the whole day. Oh, here's the question: what's he going to do with whatever's left over? So he gets involved in some other points over here. You know, question I had to understand the gemara with the riff, and go to the paragraph el diyesh ladan. On the next
el diyesh ladan. The hari bevaday mechiras chametz legoi shenoyag in achshav limker hachametz.
This idea that we sell chametz to a goy, zevade b'chal habir. He understands that mechiras chametz is included in the concept of beer. It's a means of getting rid of the chametz, no different than burning it. How are you getting rid of it? By selling it to the goy. That's how it leaves your rishos. Then kain, that would be the case. Mechuyav lechachilo limker hachametz koydim shiagia shas zman isuri. It doesn't say zman isuri, but it's not zman isuri. The same time that the zman isuri would be ki hechig lo yulmiti. Lamaisa, he's bothered by the idea that Mechiras Chametz is really based on beer Chametz. So if beer, we said, does have a time limit, even on Erev Pesach, Shchalius B'Shabbos, even on this Erev Shabbos, so if that's the case, perhaps there should be a svar of Asi Lamiti even regarding the Mechir. And then what are you going to tell me? So you'll sell it then. So then he's stuck. If he's going to continue selling despite the fact that he sold it to the goy, then for sure, the Mechir is bothered. It shows that it's not a valid Mechir. Oh, so what are you going to say? Vim neima da hagoy shemachal ha'chametz hu yimkar erev Shabbos. Let the goy operate the store, which is such a concept in Hilchos Shabbos. You have the some businesses operate on Shabbos with a shutter for the goy. So let the goy sell like that; he shouldn't lose out. Yesh lachish l'takala. He doesn't like that idea. Shemitechach hekil gam pesach atzma she yimkar hagoy, which that certainly is also on Pesach itself to have a goy operating your business that's selling chametz on Pesach. Vazeh yesh harbech hashashes. Even though truth is that they do that for these big businesses. Just businesses which are run by people who are not sharing Torah mitzvahs.
But here you're not talking about on Pesach, here you're talking about Erev Pesach.
Correct, I'm just saying, but even Pesach itself, it's not lechatchila at all. But let's say these big distributors which are Yidden, and they're trying to at least somewhat to minimize the Isser of Chametz Shabbat Lavas HaPesach.
Shoprite,
more the distributors of these,
Wakeford.
There are these major distributors and they have major stakeholders, Yidden are stakeholders, and it's a serious issue after Pesach. So that's also only after the fact. It's Chamash Olam, the Pesach. We're not talking about Pesach itself, because they would be keeping the business open regardless. Okay. There may be even a problem for the Yid himself on Pesach. If the guy really buys it and it belongs to the guy and he takes it to his own, so what if that's the case that the guy is walking off with everything? So what should the Yid do if he wants to sell? And he wants that his storefront should be open, right? It should appear that his store, that's how he maintains his business. That's the case. If you want to keep selling food until Shabbos, you have to manage mitzamtzim that you should have exactly enough that you shouldn't have anything left over. That's what he says. If you might have left over, you'll be stuck because the mechira has to take place earlier in the day. He seems to conclude, and anything that remains afterwards, you got to make sure that it gets taken care of before Shabbos. V'mivas elai, if you end up with too much, so you can give it away to the guy. Yeah, you can do. You can give it away to him, but the mechira has to take place earlier. Another eight is sell everything to the guy. Go back to the guy and keep purchasing small increments to keep the store open. Okay, may not be so practical. Oh, here's listen to the last eight. Oi, which I believe this is what we do. Right in the shtar mechira. Erev Shabbos, right before Shabbos.
But when's it chal?
Right before Shabbos. Shah Ishtaim.
So what can you say chal on Shabbos?
Oh, one second. So he's saying that what we have to retain the gzera, that you have to sell it by 5 hours. So what do? You sit down with the guy, with all the kinyan, you do it then. But you make a tanai with him, I don't know if it's even a tanai, you structure the kinyan as such that it does not take effect. Until when? Show you stand with Neshavs, which is what we do. That's how the pizza shop open, because this year is different. When is the actual mechira, the process, the procedure, and all the event takes place at the same time as it does every year? But we make it tonight that the Mechira is not Chal until Shoish time with Nisha. I'm not sure exactly what time, but closer to Shabbos, once we know that all the stores have closed, I'm saying all the big supermarkets, they're all open, right? So the supermarkets, I would say, are probably not selling that much challah. The truth is, they may be selling. They're selling challah for Shabbos. People are still coming to buy challah. Right? Where are you going to buy challah? From the grocery, from the supermarket, from the bakery. So they're selling. Do they know exactly what's going to be left over at the end of the day? They try to probably get a good idea, but it's not exact. So what do? They have to sell it. So if the mechir was already earlier in the day, how are they selling this? The Teretz is that he's not the only one, Marmshik is not the only one that is a support for this. I didn't reach Rav Hill David before, but if I'm not mistaken, this is how we structure an year such as this, that it's Chal right before Shabbos. Oh, but now, let's just tackle one other question here. It was like Yankee asked. If you're already saying that the Mechir is not going to be Chal immediately b'shas when you're sitting with the Goy, why is it to be Chal on Shabbos? Let it be Chal on Shabbos itself.
For his mom,
right? Huh? For his mom. Or on Shabbos. Yeah. Shabbos morning. Before there's not a beer, you mean, correct. Shabbos morning, you're going to eat chametz Friday. You're going to eat chametz Shabbos morning. So what's wrong with making a kinyan with the goy? You're right, there's shtar, you make a kinyan sudar, and can you take it all home, and you make a tnai, then when should the kinyan take effect? It should take effect on Shabbos itself.
It's you're being makpetim on Shabbos, though. You're being makpetim on Shabbos.
It's a Hilchot Shabbos question.
It's a Hilchot, correct, a Hilchot Shabbos question. Could you?
Oh,
1 second, they're going to get there. So the question is, basically becomes a Hilchot Shabbos question, could you make a kinyan with someone on Erev Shabbos to be take effect on Shabbos? Now, if you look in the Rishonim, the Gemara doesn't say clearly anywhere why. Let me ask, we'll pose the question to the other, right? The guy has a grocery store. And like we know, there were many people who had a big nesayin in the earlier part of the century with Shmir Shabbos. A guy has a grocery store, he wants to keep the shop open, people will come purchase goods. What exactly is wrong with that on Shabbos? You want to know what's wrong?
Mike Knight, with the Mercer.
In truth, so the guy, what's he going to do? He's going to come take merchandise? No problem. He's going to pay you? You tell me here, the drawer's right here, just put the money down, right? What is wrong with
him?
Mukta is Drabana. Okay, can't be obvious to Drabana. So let's say Drabana, but I won't even touch it. Let's put the money in the drawer.
You're not open the drawer. You know you're not open the drawer. We open the
drawer.
In America too.
And what?
They ran out of food on Yom Tov. He went to the grocery store, and the Bible boy, yeah. And the open store.
So there's a way. There is a way to do it, but
so what's he matter to him? When's it transferring to the?
It's transferring itself? Only on Shabbos itself. That's the question. Let it transfer on Shabbos.
Maybe
that is so clear. We find in all of Shas the concept that you could do a Maisa Kinyan on Sunday and say that you want it to take effect on Monday. That's clear that such a concept exists, right? You can make a Kinyan, you'll do the Kinyan Suder, or you'll pay the guy in Kesef now. You find it by Kinyanim for Mechachomemka, you find it by Kedushin and Magitin, you can make a Lachalamid, you can make even a Tanai that if such and such a thing happens, then it should take effect. But when did you give the guy the money? You gave it to him today, but it doesn't take effect till later. So let's see, like you mentioned, there is a machlokes in the Rishonim, it seems, why exactly Bekka Chamemka is Aser on Shabbos. The Rambam writes in Hilchot Shabbos, Perek Chav Gimel, Halacha Yud Beis, V'chein Aser Liknes V'Limkar, you cannot buy, sell, V'Liskar, L'Haskir, why?
Where are you?
In the Rambam. You see, the next page. You look in Halacha Yud Beis, in the middle of the hand points.
Yeah.
V'chein Aser Liknes V'Limkar, V'Liskar, L'Haskir, why? Gzeira Shema Yichtik. You might come to write. It's not clear from the Gemara like this. The Rambam is the one who points this out. It's a Gzeira Shema Yichtik. You might come to write on Shabbos in order to document the sale, right? If a guy doesn't keep a ledger, he didn't have the register, and today everything works with computer, but the idea is that if you don't document what went on, there's no way to run a business. It's not a way to run a business without writing things down.
It's a Derabana. Yeah.
It's a Derabana Gzeira Shema Yichtik. Now, Kiyadua, that the Shita of Rashi is a little different. You look on the next page, Rashi is in more than one place, but Rashi over here is in Beyam. Daf Lamed Zayin, Omed Aleph. Look, it's on the outer margin towards the top. Mishumecha Chomemkar. The Lamecha Chomemkar Damu, he's talking about being Maktish things on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. Shem Moitzi Merishusa Yerushus Hektish. Being Maktish something is similar to Mecha Chomemkar, and that's why you're not allowed to be Maktish something on Shabbos. And why is Mecha Chomemkar itself Osir? We know as Midiri Hanaviim that there's an Isser b'mtzei chefzach v'dabedover to talk about things which are not in Yonei Shabbos and to discuss and to handle things which are not in Yonei Shabbos is dabedover. And some of the Achareim understand that even the Rambam agrees to this because it's simple that David Dover applies to talking business on Shabbos. Nisha Shabbos Girek. That refers to talking about business on Shabbos, right? So you certainly can't conduct the business on Shabbos al David Dover. So there's a question why the Rambam says Shema Yichtet. But in any case, both of these concepts seemingly should not apply in a case like this. Mm-hmm. What do we say? We'll make the transaction with the Goy on Erev Shabbos. So when's the Chashash Shema Yichtet? Tomorrow, when you're finished eating Challah Shabbos morning, the guy is long gone. He's back in his house already. You're not writing anything down. You did it Erev Shabbos. Awesome. That's at the time that you conduct the transaction with the guy, which also is Erev Shabbos. So what's the issue of having a mechira that you conduct the transaction, not the transaction, but that you actually do the kinyanim on Erev Shabbos to be Challah Shabbos? So here, Yanka, like you mentioned, is a famous Rebbe Kiv Eger, something Kuflin Tassel, Shubas Rebbe Kiv Eger, who has asked this question. I apologize, the hand somehow did not come. I must have forgotten to put it in on this thing. Look, Sim Kufnun Tes. He's writing to his brother, Abunim Mimatis, from the Rav of Matasarv. Michtav Achi, Higiani, Lenochan, Ayim, Loitzim, Tirdeisai, Vachushas, Koichi. Avesai, Vayesh, Lahashma, Kaldor, Vilamal, Svitzayin, Vimixas, Osha, Baal, Chad, Menahim, Vikitsim. Vahu. So first he talks about a Sveikasim, Abitl, Haget, Kaidim, Sheskam, Atnaim, Osim, Mishim, Shmos, Vachain. This is, and the other question that he asked him is, and this is the question we want to focus on, V'chein, the man the kaim alone ain't kinyan b'Shabbos. Halacha is, you're not allowed to make a kinyan on Shabbos, like we saw, Mekach HaMemker is awesome. In Mocha Loi Chifetz, the Erev Shabbos, b'Meshich Oy B'Kesef, v'Omar Tikna L'Chol HaMocha. So you gave him the money today, and you want to be kinyan tomorrow. The b'Shabbos Nigmar HaKinyan. V'chein, a similar question. Mocha Loi B'Erev Shabbos, b'Mei Achshav. I'm selling it to you as of now, which means that the kinyan will take effect right now. But, however, b'tanai sheyase kach v'kach. Only b'tanai that you do such and such. Then the kinyan will take effect. But I'm selling it to you today on Erev Shabbos. Im mutar l'kayim ha'tanai b'maisa b'Shabbos. So I tell you, I'm selling you this item b'tanai that you go to shul tomorrow, right? So the guy comes to shul on Shabbos. At that moment, he clinched it, right? But when is that kinyan taking place? Certainly on Erev Shabbos. You sold him on Erev Shabbos, that should be nigmar on Erev Shabbos. You just only apply the clause that he has to do something on Shabbos to make it take effect, sort of retroactively on Erev Shabbos. But you'll let it do that tonight on Shabbos. So the question is, which one of these two is more chamer? What?
Can make the deal like this, or can go to shul?
So you can certainly make the deal, because if the guy is not going to go to shul, nothing happens. The question is, does by the guy walking into shul, so that's a problem? First, he wants to say that perhaps both of them are mutter. The Berisha, in the first case, which is similar to our case of Erev Pesach, Eine oisem maise b'Shabbos, el de me'atzmai nigmar d'shori. It happens on its own. Shabbos comes, and like you made up, it just happens. V'chein b'sheni, after the mashve maise, you do an action on Shabbos. You walk into the shul, mikomokim avirak kima tonight. That's not considered a memkar. The memkar happened yesterday. Aval mecher, Nigmal Mafre Bishabis. Oh, the Bishnaim also. Perhaps both of them are, he's not sure we can make it. But Echad Mishum Gemara Kinyan Bishabis, or Bishnaim Mishum the Maisa Kim Atnai, Goyrim Ligmar Hakinyan, Oy Be'echad Mutter, Be'echad. He's not sure which aspect of Kinyan is it which is going to Asr on Shabbos. Oy Be'echad Adkan Teichan Dvar. This was the Shaila. So at first, look at this Rai. The figure brings a fantastic Rai. L'chor Nirli, L'hechiach Mimashikos about Trumas Hadeshah. Like this. Behold, ain't Payim Bishabbos. I'm sure many people have been to a Pidyon Aben on a Matzah Shabbos. Right? Why? Because what happens is, if the 31st day is on Shabbos itself, you're not going to make a Pidyon Aben on Shabbos. Zok to be created that there's a Trumas Hadeshen which is brought in Shulchan Aruch. Not in the Shulchan, in the Magen Avraham brings this Lahalacha. Why? That what? What's the Eitzah? Lo Yamrinon Yitin L'Koyin Hamayis Me'erev Shabbos. Give the Koyin money Erev Shabbos. And what should happen? It should be Chal on Shabbos. The Eitzah, right? Yam Yahi, the Koyin. So give the kohen the money Erev Shabbos, that the pidyon aved should be chal on Shabbos. Right. What does he say to the Trumas Hadeshen? The Eich Yasem HaBrachas. Are you going to make a brach Erev Shabbos that's going to take place then? The bracha has to be samuch to when it takes effect. That the reason why we don't make pidyon aved in this manner is because of the brachas. Zakar b'kvege, v'harei ha-pidyon, I esh alochol kiyim b'Shabbos. If not for the brachas, v'hasuda, hayam mutter, I don't know what it means with the suda. Hayom mutar lifes aydin asinus mois l'koyim be'erev Shabbos sheyochal ha'pidyon b'Shabbos. Harim avur the din aleph hanal shari va'ach mikol mokum tzarich raya gedol l'zeh mi'ashas. Maisi says that it's a nice raya, but I'm not convinced. And then Rifi goes through a long arich sevir. There's a whole page that's skipped. That's not even here. It's a long pilpul. It's not clear anywhere in the Gemara. He brings Raya's, like a Derech Pilpul here, back and forth in the Gemara, and you look at the end, you'll see that he's Machmir. You look at the last three lines of the Tshuva over here. It's in the first column here at the end. The hand points again. Alakot lo marvicha mazeh. Davagam ken kain ken kinyi b'shabbos. Vim kain tarvayu nifshat. Both cases of these, both the case of Tanai and the case that we said, the case of Tanai that it should be chal on Shabbos, and the case of fulfilling the Tanai on Shabbos, the bein b'tanai, the bein ba'oim eshtiyoch of b'shabbos ha'vishvus, and rikveger asos. It's not clear. Reb Moshe has a long chew about this. He's troubled about it, but he says that kvar hayr zokin rikveger paskim le'iser. It's not mentioned shavar this halacha about making a kinyan that should be chal on Shabbos. The whole question, the first one discussing is rikveger. He's the very first one, and he says that it's also Reb Moshe says that kvar hayr zokin. This is the psak, and l'chayr that's the reason why we don't do this thing. Why don't we do this on Erev Pesach Shachalis B'Shabbos? Because Rav Kveig of Paskin, that to make a Kenyan on Erev Shabbos that should be Chal on Shabbos, is included in the Gzeir of Mecha Chamemkar, and therefore it's not permitted. If you look in the Shalom Eshiv, I don't know if the Chus Kveig was printed at that time already, but he doesn't sound like he'd heard of this at all. We'll try to just see a few lines over here quickly. And he holds that this is an Eitzah again. He holds it's a good idea. But there, Agav Echtoiv, Masha Mish'alti, it's in Ma'adura Shesisa. Anyone who's familiar with the Shalom Eshiv knows he has many Ma'aduras. It's 1, 2, 3 that's in the Ma'adura, the sixth Ma'adura, Shela Nun, number 50. And at the end of the Tshuva, he writes, V'derech Agav, I'll write to you as follows. Echad Masha Nish'alti B'Shom Azu, Shnas Tof Reish Yud Beis. Tof Reish Yud Beis is 1852, right? So, Shehoyev Ritzes Hashem, L'chaim U'L'Sholem, Shabbos Erev Pesach. Oh, fell out like this year. Hech lasis b'yayin sarv shemeichrin hashenkers. So they had the, what was it called again? The bars? They had the tavern, right? Always the mushka had the tavern with the part. So a guy has a bar, he's going to close it down the whole Erev Shabbos. V'hari yitztarv alumka Erev Shabbos v'ech yasa shebaleil Shabbos yishtu oy balabatim sheikh b'yayin sarv. It seems that they even would come on Shabbos. V'hanochi alos einoy makir oysom v'lea kifam. So it's not the pshat that he could sell it to the guy and then just take on credit only the amount that he's going to use. The Mitzvah Balabai is Limkar Yivat Lamachir Vyashashim Beruba, Vamarti Bechavsi, what should you do? She Yuchlu Limkar Velichte Bishtar Hamachira, She Mocher Mehayoim, Ulamachar Acho Shtayim Alayim, Yuchl Hamachira, let the Kenyan Michal tomorrow. Vimkain Ad Shabbos Vaboyker, Loi Chal Hamachira, Vadayin Hu Shel Habalabayis Ad Shabbos Shachris. Vain Loimar, Vimkain Yuchl Hakinyan Bishabbos, Vimkain Havak Kokainik. You're not going to be crying to something on Shabbos. Dover ze einoi. De melvad haloi keach oise iser im koine b'Shabbos avol ha-moicher hu hikne me'erev Shabbos. See, he makes an interesting split at first. He says, you got to split the moicher from the lekeach. You sold it to him on Erev Shabbos. The idea that it takes effect, that is more relevant to the lekeach than to the moicher. I don't understand really this far. He's saying the fact that it's going to take effect, who is that relevant to? Only to the Lekeach. And what he's going to say, the Lekeach is a guy. So he's okay. I'm saying if you hold the problem is that if taking effect on Shabbos is an issue, I would think that that issue is it doesn't take effect in terms of the Moicher either, right? It takes effect only klape the Lekeach.
What's the difference between Jew and the guy?
No, he says that since the whole issue is only the Lekeach, so Lekeach is allowed to buy things on Yom Tov, on Shabbos. He's a goy. A goy can buy things on Shabbos. The problem is you're not allowed to sell something on Shabbos. But as far as you're concerned, you sold it to him Erev Shabbos. I don't see exactly. And then he moves on to say that
we always look at it as simultaneous.
Correct. I don't know how he takes that. It's called like a sakinah harib. He takes a sharp knife. He says up till here, this is what the moicher does, and that's what the Lekeach does. But if you continue on, he goes further than that.
According to this line of thinking, if somebody has a business, right, with internet sales on Shabbos, So this ties into it, because basically if you can set it up so that the transfer or the completion of the transaction doesn't happen until after Shabbos.
That's what has an online business, right?
That's right, so this Shalom Eishiv,
it's very, very relevant to the business world today in the internet age.
The banks are closed on Shabbos, you don't do it on Shabbos. Banks are closed, the transaction happens Monday morning.
You're saying that the money actually will transfer on Shabbos. It's very complex because credit cards don't even actually the money actually is not transferred on Shabbos. People, when you buy online, everything is with credit card. Come on, there's no automatic.
It happens at night. It happens.
And nothing happens till the next day. Right. People don't realize that you could, in halacha, it's very possible you can leave your website open on Shabbos. There are some famous businesses from businesses who don't. It may not be they may not be compelled to do some kusav halacha. There may be other considerations why they're not open on Shabbos, which is a kiddush Hashem, I'm saying, but it's not, they may not be compelled up halacha. They shouldn't take a lesson from there that you're not allowed to have it open. But then he takes it a step further. It's very relevant. There's a whole book on this. There's a beautiful statement we have in English that Chashav Tom Kaplan Lake, his name is Rav Kushner. He's a Shlomo de Miller's son-in-law. He wrote a whole book. It's called Commerce and Shabbos. And he talks about all these questions. It's the first Simon in Hilchah Shabbos in Chel Gimel discuss this, the commercial aspect of Amir La'akam and business on Shabbos. But then he takes it further. He says, the Gambi, then he writes, Af Gam. I'm trying to read this word, but it's an old print. The Gam Yisrael Kol Shekonam Erev Shabbos Shiyochal Al Shabbos Lo Yodati Shum Iser. Then he says, and even if you want to say that there's no difference between the Yid and the Goy, the fact that the Goy, you don't want this original idea that he suggested. Va'otum Echad Yiknil Chaver Dover Al Tnai Sheyase Kach VeKach Umiskayim Al Tnai B'Shabbos Otu Yid V'Kren Nekinyi B'Shabbos. He's almost like alluding to Rikveg as if he knew about it, but. I'm not sure that if he does or he does not, but he says, is it Osir? It's certainly not Osir. It's a Bavadi Lesson. It's also B'Lavoy Yischein, which is the Maral Tzintz, Parshas Yisroi, Shekosa Behedyokin, Ba'av Shir Rayosa Hialderch Drush, Avahad Din Din Emes, Ube Emes, Issa Masamatan, Eme Rakzer Shemichtu, Vekan Leshayach, Shekvakosim Mikhaidim Hashabbos, Vekan Lefimash Kosav Rashi, quotes Rashi in Avedazara, the Shayach Meshum Medavidover, Zegamki Leshayach, Dare Enoi Medavidover Bashabbos. And he goes on in this vein to say that he holds that you can make such a tonight. So Maisa, like I said, Rav Moshe passes like a Rikvega, and therefore it is not accepted. This concept is not accepted. However, there's really another sniffle out there over here. What's the sniffle out there? If someone learned Simon Tov, turn back to the first page now, to the Mishnah Berurah, you'll see something very interesting. If someone could explain me the lumbus or the logic behind it, it's still difficult to understand. Look what the Mishnah Berurah writes over here. It's in the second column, in the middle of Sivkot and Chav. The Mishnah Berurah is talking about a case where somebody woke up Shabbos morning and he realized, he got to sell the chametz. Now what does he do? He's all in his mind that it's Erev Pesach, Shchalis B'Shabbos, it's not Erev Pesach yet. And he didn't sell the chametz. And then what happened? It comes Shabbos. What are you going to do now? So the Mishnah Berurah writes like this. In the middle of Sivkot and Chav and Sivkot and Dal, he writes, Em yesh lechametz habne b'chedim yuchid, v'shachach l'mkreis of Erev Shabbos. Sarech litne b'matana l'nachri. What he should do is he should give it away as a matana. V'yachal litne l'nachri makiroi umiyudoi sheyedei aboi sheyachle achapesam. You could give it to a guy who is your friend and he'll get the gist that you want it back after Pesach. But l'maise, it's a matana gemura. It belongs to the guy. And that's the Eitzav. Rechke Sarech l'haktis le b'kinyin ha'moyel d'haynu b'hakboi m'shicha sheyim shechenu ha'akam l'reshuse. Im ha'chametz rav, you have too much chametz. The guy owns a whole store. The guy is not going to be able to be doing Mashiach on the whole story, but it's a different Kenyan to do. You have no good friend, the guy, who you're certain that you're going to get the chametz back. And he's quoting the Chak Yaakov over here. The Yochel Gam Limko La'akov. You can sell it to the guy on Shabbos itself. V'loy mikri mekach omemka b'Shabbos. Why? Kivon she'enei oise elo lihinotz on the Yisr Chametz. Yeah? I don't understand this clearly. He says, the Chak Yaakov says, since the whole mechir is not in order to conduct business, to make money, you're just doing it to save yourself from Yisr Chametz, the Yisr of mekach omemka b'Shabbos does not apply. A real mechira on Shabbos itself. We're talking about on Shabbos. Of course, he's talking about b'di'evet. Not a question. We're talking about the guy forgot to do it on Shabbos.
Yeah, he's writing on Shabbos. He's the guy who's writing on Shabbos.
Who's the guy he's writing?
I mean, what he said.
No, the guy is taking it.
Is there money sitting in hand? What's happening?
What?
What kind of mechira is it? There's money?
No. Either Mashiach or Agba. You don't need money to be kind to something. Either Mashiach or Agba, or Mesiris Mafteh, which means you give over the key. That in itself, that too is a kinyan. The guy suddenly owns your chametz, right? But what remains? The issue of Mekach HaMemkar itself. Not the ksiv. You didn't do the ksiv, but the deraisa. You did know. It's the Rabbanu. It's Hashem
B'yichta. So you're doing it to save yourself from the deraisa, but only chometz HaYodah.
So, I understand. So there is an Eitz HaMatana. The Terence says it's a Hefzim Meruba. So in order to prevent the Hefzim Meruba, we're going to be Mekal under the Rabbanon. He doesn't sound like we're saying we're being Mekal under the Rabbanon. He seems like he's saying that since the whole purpose of the sale is not for business purposes to earn money, rather, it's to save yourself from an Isser, the Gzeir was not said in that manner. It's interesting. That's what it sounds like, right? The Gzeira of Mekach HaMemka was only said in a business setting. Guy has a store. He's trying to earn a living. He's trying to make money. And he's selling things. Shema Yichtev. If the whole reason that you're selling it is not in a business, in the context of business, it's just because it's Erev Pesach. I'm going to be having this to comments. That's not Mekach HaMemka. It's not business. But the guy, he's trying to chas v'shom, he's going to be over Karis. He's trying to run away from Karis. That's what he's doing. He's not doing business. This is the Eitzah to try to run away from the Issah. Oh, but if that's the case, so then you look at the last page that the Bajan and Rav brings this like Yaakov, and he says you have a good smach lehevet over here. He already brings the Rikimeger, and he writes, we'll skip the first part, because basically he quotes the whole, it's interesting, that Shor Lebeshiv actually, it's in a drash of just look at the first line here, in Simen Tafim Dalad in the Erechah, in Hilchas Pesach from the Das Torah, he writes, Yisib Besef at Divrei Shol, which is again, that's the Shor Lebeshiv, B'drush L'Shabbos HaGodah Shachaka B'din Yidah Shachalit B'Shabbos, Omar Ka'en Sefer, and he wants to make the Tanai. So the Shor Lebeshiv, not only did he write in Tshuva, he spoke about it once in a drash of Shabbos HaGodah. And then he brings the Kuvager who wants to be Machmel, like we know. So then go to the next column. We'll conclude with this. He writes, Umikomokam Yeshleimah Deshani Nidin Nidon Bechametz. Rabbi Kuvager's question was, a regular Erev Shabbos to a Shabbos, can you make that tonight? Maybe he says Chametz is different. Shahare Dasa Chakyak, which we saw in the Mishabur, quotes of Kotneches, and Eli Rabbis of Kotnei, also Kadele Achrin, the Chakyak of the Eli Rabba, the Mishocha Chalimka Chemtze of Erev Shabbos, Motu Lomoycha Gam Shabbos, Kibisha Isikin Rakli Notame Isir. The Ah, the Mishpat Zov, which means the Prima Gordon, picking with him, called Mokam Chagavna, Shemoycha May Erev Shabbos, Almanas, Sheyachal Bishabbos, Yishlam Dukhli Almashar. So he wants to make a tzir over here. He can make a tzir. The whole question of Rabbi Kivager about making it tonight from Erev Shabbos to Shabbos is not Mokrach. Kivager would hold his Aser. But you see that Shalash himself held it was Mutter, and it's not Mokrach. Kivager has rise back and forth. Rabbi Shem himself is not certain why it's Aser. He just says Kahir is okay. And on top of that, even this whole, the nature of this mechira is not a regular mechira. Like the Mishavur himself points out, in the case where a person wakes up on Shabbos, Erev Pesach, he realizes he didn't sell, and there's a sad, you can even sell it on Shabbos itself. So the tier of those two points, maybe you can be makel and say that you could sell it on Erev Shabbos, that it should be chal, not right before Shabbos, rather on Shabbos itself. Now again, la'alafa, we're not saying mechal this. Just pointing out, but there's such an idea. What?
Says, well, dummy la mekach omemka. He says, not a real mekach omemka.
Correct. You say himamish?
He's saying it's not really a mekach omemka.
Correct. Because the idea that you're trying to accomplish over here is not a sale. Not yes, a sale. It's a sale meaning a transfer of reshuyas. It doesn't belong to you, it belongs to him. But it's not a business proposition, right? The Rav doesn't walk away and they're Pesach with a big profit over here, right? Fakir, they actually, they're Mahan of the guy. They give the guy money to encourage him to do it. So, it's different than a regular Mechira. Based on that, they want to be Mekel even on Shabbos. At least with the Evet. So he's saying, maybe even L'Chachil over here, to use this tonight, it should be Chal on Shabbos. That's an interesting heter from the Dastarim. So, I don't know if it's relevant, if it should be necessary. I don't see why it should be necessary. L'mais, that's not the way we follow. We taka sell that it should be Chal before Shabbos. But I can't think of a case of B'di'evit. If it takas Shabbos already, then we know already that the Mishabur himself says the B'di'evit, you could sell it. But again, even in the Mishabur's case, they have some Merubah. But personally, they're left over with an extra Bilka. We know that what the halacha is, you're supposed to get rid of it. You flush it in the toilet, you can get rid of it other ways. But the person somehow realizes he's left over with a significant amount of Chametz, a real Hefsa Merubah, you can either give it a Matana or he could sell it on Shash. Okay,